Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One. Whoo, y'all. We got a great show today. As you know, Miss Michi One-on-One, this is the show where I highlight influential entrepreneurs, and today is no different. I have fellow entrepreneur Raina Hagatna joining me today. Hey, Raina.
Hey.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm very excited to get on the show today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you. I usually, before we jump in, I will give the viewers just a little bit of a, you know, taste of how, you know, I've been able to connect with you. So I'm pretty sure that anyone that, you know, follows my page, they are familiar. I share Radio Rahima stuff all the time, right? Love her. And she is a brand ambassador for Raina's apparel line, Raina Ray Apparel. And I'm just like, you know, of course I clicked on her page because, as you all can see, she's beautiful. I'm like, let me check this out. Let me check this out. Now, Raina, honestly, I had seen, like, it was something that scrolled past, like, on Facebook. So I had already seen the site. And then when I saw that it was you, I was just like, oh my gosh, I have to get her on the show. Because I read, like, you know, of course, whenever I go on the sites, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm like, you know, how did this come about, you know, and everything. I'm like, I have to get her on the show. She has such an amazing story, for sure. Oh,
thank you. My smile's just going to hurt my face today with this. No, I can't feel it.
I'm for real. So, you know, just to kind of jump in, let me know, like, how did you get started with the apparel line, or just kind of jumping into entrepreneurship anyway?
So that's a great question. Well, first, just to kind of backtrack, I have a very strong background in business. I have a 9-to-5 position where I work as a VP in banking. And I've been doing that for a long time. Yeah, it's so funny because that gets people, they're like, oh, wow. Like, but I'm more impressed by my business. So I get, because I'm excited. Right, like,
buy from the business, y'all. Okay.
Yeah. But it's true. So I've worked my way up into the banking industry, where I help people in so many different ways to make better financial decisions, to help them with their wealth management, even down to just financial literacy conversations and things like that. But it also taught me how to manage people and how to be basically own my own book of business.
That's right.
And yeah, so it started that understanding of things that some people don't get when they start a business.
Correct.
They have an idea, they have a passion, but they don't understand the logistics, they don't understand the back, they don't understand goal setting, they don't get, okay, if I have this much money, what's the best amount to invest, you know, those things.
Yeah.
So that's just the background in regards to my business mindset. But my apparel line started because I'm a powerlifter. So I'm a world champion powerlifter outside of what I do.
Girl, yeah. You are blowing me away. First off, okay, yes. The fact that you are juggling all of that.
Yeah, I do a lot. I'm definitely, like, I'm Caribbean, so I feel like that's something that we all do. So we have like a million jobs. So
yeah.
So in any case, I'm a powerlifter. I got started in powerlifting because I was overweight. I was trying to figure out a way to lose weight. I don't like running. I have asthma. It made me feel real weak. So I decided, all right, let me try to do something that makes me feel empowered, which was weightlifting. And I found powerlifting. And then I started posting on my Instagram. And then my Instagram went from like 4,000 followers to 130,000 followers just because I was posting my workouts.
Yeah.
And I have to be a curvy woman. So it was like, this girl's lifting a lot of weight and she still looks like a girl and she's looking good. And so.
Because, you know, they think that when you lift weights that, you know, it's like you can't still maintain looking real feminine. It's all about physique,
exactly.
And everything. I don't know why people think that.
Well, the good thing is I've been definitely been a part of the conversations where they can see, like, see, look at this girl. She doesn't do that. So in any case, I started, of course, when you start powerlifting, you start wearing certain clothes, you start getting around certain people. I started getting sponsored by certain businesses and companies,
okay,
being asked to wear their clothes. And of course, I started thinking, like, you know, these clothes don't fit me right. Or one of these, well, for example, someone offered me to wear their clothes. They sent me all larges because that's what I thought my size was, and I couldn't fit it. And then I was like, okay, send me the extra large. And then send me the extra large.
Just one more size.
I was like, Lord, do I need a 2X? I don't even want to wear it anymore.
Yeah.
So like, just was, I started thinking like, you know, I need to find a way to bring all the things that I enjoy together into my own clothes and see what I can do with that. And that's how Rain and Ray Apparel started. Because I actually
know the inspiration behind it. And I mean, you know, being, you know, a curvy woman, now look, I'm not as fit as you are, but I do find that it's difficult where when we think about leggings or like more of your activewear, they either ride down, you know, it's always something. So, you know, I know that with your line, just having looked at it, you are, it's not just the basic measurement. Because you even made a post today, like, you know, as far as the difference between your line versus maybe other ones that you would see.
Exactly. It's not drop shipping. I don't put my label on someone else's design. You know, you'll see a lot of people with the same type of apparel and they just kind of slap their logo on it. I don't do that. I literally make everything myself down to the nitty gritty. I literally have measured my body so many times. It's ridiculous just so I can make sure it fits properly on women that are shaped like me and then variations of those sizes that are still in the same realm. So, the other thing, like I said, it's really important to me to make sure that everything I do is centered around my morals. So I'm a very pro-Black person. So everything about my business is centered around African inspiration, Caribbean inspiration.
The designs are beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm just like this. I'm like, yes, give them some of that.
This traditional African print and different from different parts of Africa, different countries that I really wanted to make sure I can kind of infuse into the line. And then also kind of giving stories with the clothing. So I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like, for example,
show us the product, girl.
Yeah, so I have this, this is called a Hosi Blue. Okay. And every name, this is my newest legging. It's so pretty. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so
cute. And is it like just on the, is it on the side?
Just the side, the whole like this.
Yes. And then, I don't know if you all can see that. This is durable, okay? This is durable leggings. You need something that's gonna work with you.
My 3XL, my 3X ones, but or as I call them, full course meal. So
those up and send them to me because I'll be ordering as soon as we
look. They're ready for you. They're ready for you. But with everything that I do, I try to make sure I'm infusing African inspiration, African stories. The Ahosi Blue is named after the Dahomey Warriors, which is an African tribe of women that protected their king and so on and so forth. Even my hat right here is the Revolution hat, which is named after Fred Hampton. So like, I really try to make sure that it in my business, it really embodies everything about what I love and what I'm about.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, they better get into them. They're going to get a history lesson and a nice outfit. Okay.
So,
I thank you for just sharing, you know, everything as far as what led you up to the point for your apparel line. And, you know, I mean, just even the other things that you do, because I think with entrepreneurship, there's not enough conversation. Like, I see so many people right now, and I don't know if you see it. They're like, quit your job, girl. Jump all the way into that business. And I'm like, you know, I was telling my husband last night, I said, I just kind of have the mindset that you can have it all. I'm like, hey, I can go here and do this 9-to-5 because we network. Like if you are a true entrepreneur, everything that you do, you're creating an experience. So, and I know we didn't, I did not send you this question, but what do you feel about that as far as, you know, people just telling other aspiring entrepreneurs, just quit the job and jump into it. Like, do you think that that's a responsible way?
I think that I don't think it's responsible. But I do understand the desire to just go all in. I get it.
Yeah.
And you can go all in. You just have to learn how to transition your mindset and transition the way that you handle things. Mm-hmm. But for example, I'm a chess player, so it's very important to me that you do things with strategy. It's very important to me that you're strategic with things. Yeah. So if you're going to do anything with your 9-to-5, maybe you plan to quit it in a year, in 2 years, and you create an action plan of how you're going to transition out. Because, for example, my 9-to-5 funded my first investment in Rain Array.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like, how would I have put $5,000-$7,000 into a business if I didn't have some money that I was generating and saving?
Somewhere, you know what I mean? Right.
Exactly. And should Rita Ray, my business, not do so well 1 month, my 9 to 5 still helps to supplement those things so I can make sure that I'm maximizing on those opportunities.
Absolutely.
I don't plan on working in my 9 to 5 forever. The whole point is that you want to create multiple streams of income so that one day you can say to any position, in any job, kind of F it. That's like, you know, they say like, you want to have an F it.
Look,
exactly. You want to be in a situation where it's like, honestly, this is no longer serving me. I'm good. Bye.
Yeah.
But you can't do that when you're in a desperate situation. So I don't think that makes sense. So
I think that is a jewel. I see it so often where it's just like, you know, we'll even try to make someone feel like you must not believe in yourself. It's just like, no, I believe in myself enough to have multiple things going on just in case. Because I mean, I think that this year was definitely an eye opener for a lot of people that you need to have something else going on outside of just going to work. I mean, now it's a necessity. It's not even just, you shouldn't just do this just because. You need to have multiple things because they shut down everything. What do you do at that point?
Exactly. I think this was, you're right, 2020 was a year of revelation, like really understanding like, ooh, wow, I've not been ready. You didn't have that emergency savings. You didn't have an extra job. You didn't have, there's a lot of, you weren't taking care of yourself health-wise. I'm vegan, so I was like, I hope y'all get it together. You know, like, so, you know,
there's the recipes.
Right. There was a lot that was going on this year, and it's unfortunate that some people had to get those lessons the hard way.
Yeah.
But even those 9 to 5s that people love so much, people were furloughed, people were like, oh, and they had nothing.
They didn't even hesitate, Raina. Like it was literally like, okay, we'll invite you all back once we're in a better space, you know, and that was really the feel of it.
That's why it's, they talk about millionaires having, you know, 6-7 multiple streams of income from different things in different areas. I don't ever get comfortable. This is my business that I love. I have a passion for, yeah. But I have other businesses that I have that are even things I have a passion for, but they're like, I need to, okay, what's the next one? What's the next thing we're going to be doing? That doesn't mean quit the job. It means make sure I'm consistently bringing in some opportunities for myself. So likewise.
Look, I thank you for sharing. I mean, I hope it wasn't too personal, but I feel like that the things, it's kind of taboo to talk about it. And, you know, really like what I try to use as far as with my platform is, let's talk about the real experiences, the things that, you know, we kind of stay away from. Like when you talk to other business owners, it's like, yeah, everything is together. It's like, no, there's some things that can be improved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, something else that I do that's not consistent with Random Ray, I know this is a Random Ray conversation, but something that I do is I try to give information to other Black-owned and Brown-owned businesses about the things that are causing us some issues in our communities, like our customer service and our consumer service. How are we treating each other as a consumer and as the business owner? We talk about why you don't have things saved up for your business. Why are we not investing properly? You know, so yeah. I'm all about those conversations. I enjoy having those conversations. I'm glad they did come up. So
absolutely. No, I thank you for sharing. You know, what I do want to know of all of the things that you have accomplished in, you know, just your life, entrepreneur wise, what has been like that moment you were just like, this is everything to me. You know,
Oh man, you did send that. I was thinking about that question too, and I never got to the answer. Because I you know, I'm gonna say this. I think that overall, anytime that I can push through adversity is a big deal for me, and it means a lot to me. This year, with 2020 being the way it was a lot going on this year for me personally. Being able to maximize on my first year of business with Raina Ray and actually exceed my goals was a big deal to me. Okay. I was not thinking that was going to happen. And I just know that every month I set a goal and I killed it each time, but I worked hard. It was hard. Yeah. So I did really well this year. And again, I mean, I know that most small businesses fail in the first 2 years. I know that most people, something happens, you know, that stops you from being able to be successful. And I think that this year was a good motivation for me to keep going. So
absolutely. What would you say is next for Raina Ray Apparel? You know, what are some things that you just like, this is going to happen? You know, I like to make declarations. I'm like, make a declaration. So when this comes back around next year,
Well, you know what? I've been learning that my plans for my business really mean nothing because things just keep happening that are better than I thought they would be. Like, I think last year I just was like, maybe I can get some people to wear it. And then my clothes are on like Black Ink Crew. I'm like, whoa, okay. I was like, that's scary. I wasn't ready.
Yes.
I was like, oh my Lord. I don't know. Huh?
I said, that's amazing. And you know what? They always, that particular franchise, they always put on for the city, for sure.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, I mean, I think that for me, I know that I have plans of trying to get into spaces where my clothes will be different. Mm-hmm. And I really want to see how I can participate in different things with a little bit of a, like a bigger, grander scale. So trying to find different buyers for main like corporations, like a Target or like a Walmart or anything, you know, to see what my options
are. You know, that's a Macy's outfit. That's one of those, you know, it needs to be in there in the real nice stores. Okay. Put on your furs, go shopping with your friends.
That's a goal. It's definitely something that I would love to see one day. So.
Okay. You know what? Look, I tell everyone, they'll ask me and I'm just like, you know, I'm like, the goal is to have my media content shopped by larger media entities. Cause it's like, when you know that you're putting in the work and that it's there and it's at the caliber of the other brands and people that they work with, it makes you want to go harder until you actually obtain that. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. Yeah.
Growth. Sure. Now, you know, look, we of course have talked about all of like the, you know, the bright moments, which we have to cherish those. What are some things that have been kind of challenging for you in business?
So I'm glad you asked that actually, because there's a lot of things that are challenging in business.
I'll break it down.
Yeah. But like I said before, one of the things that I love most is that even through those challenges, you know, kept pushing, and that's the big part.
That's right.
So for me, I noticed in my particular line of business that lack of knowledge can really, really cause an issue for you. And it's extremely important for you to do the research in your line of business and to really understand every aspect if you can, not before you start, but just continuously learning and continuously being a part of things.
Correct.
So for example, this is my first time ever in any type of fashion, you know, clothing line, anything. Okay. Luckily, it was not my first time negotiating things. So I remember working with a manufacturer who was bringing me or sending me clothes that were not the material I asked for.
Okay.
But I don't know materials that well. So I was like, something doesn't seem right.
This isn't right. This does not feel what I needed to
do. Like, I was like, this doesn't seem like what it feels different. They're like, nope, same thing. I'm like, it feels.
Like, this is not the same thing. I want you to tell me what you actually use.
I'm like, what is this? And like, you know, and I had to really get into a situation with learning and trial and error a lot in my first year of business with trying to figure out, you know, how to not get played, how to not talk, you know, how to be able to negotiate things. And, you know, there's a lot of things I just didn't understand that really caused me to make financial mistakes. Okay. Not a lot. But some financial mistakes, some financial losses, because I'm like, you know, I'm spending all this money to get a certain material, get a whole box of them, they're all the wrong thing.
Exactly.
And they're trying to, you know.
You still need the product at the end of the day. You know,
need the product.
If there's an error, you still need it.
Yeah. But I would say this, one of the biggest issues that I learned outside of, you know, just job business specific thing is some people in your life will try to convince you that you're going about things the wrong way. They'll tell you that things aren't the way you're deciding to do something doesn't make sense. I've had people who even were like, girl, why would you charge it like that? Don't charge that much, or don't pay that much, don't do this. And I literally had people try to convince me to do like lesser quality work, but still charge a certain amount of money. And I'm just like, I can't even get down with that. Yeah.
And they didn't know that they were talking to a whole financial expert at the end of the day.
Yeah. like I said, my background saves me a lot. It does. I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Why would I make the margins like, and they're like, the margin, like, right. So you guys don't even know what I'm talking about. So, but you know.
Yes. No, I get it. Look, I've been in banking, even with my job that I do now, like it's very important. Make it make sense. Okay.
That's my favorite thing to say. Like it has to make sense. So I would say like that did caused some confusion for me and some slowness in my beginning. Like I would literally be like, so should I do that? Like, should I do that color? I mean, even this hat, I remember my friends, these are my friends. So my real friends, they were giving me their real opinions, which is nothing's wrong with that. But I remember even them saying, I don't like that fist. That fist, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm like, you don't? All of them, every one of them, hey, hated it. And it sold out in like a day. So I was like, I still went with it. And it sold
out. Like, I would have just sent them a fist. Like,
I was like, but you know, sometimes you just have to deal with the fact that everyone's not going to agree with you. Everyone's not going to like what you have to, what you want to do. Everyone's not going to, you know, think that what you're doing it the right way. And sometimes you have to use a lot of discernment to decide should you listen or should you not? So that's hard.
I definitely wanted to know, how did you get through that? And, you know, it's funny that you said that was one of the challenges, because I kid you not, most of the people that I've interviewed and when, you know, if when we kind of get to that question, it's the same thing. They had a lot of naysayers in their life. You know, when you were kind of like up against that, I know you said discernment, but I mean, it's like, how did you keep your composure when these were people that you loved? How did you deal with that?
Oh, well, I'm very open to feedback. So some situations, what I've decided to do when I have people tell me, okay, I don't like how you're doing that, or I don't think that's a good way to do that. I don't just dismiss people's thoughts, because they might actually be right sometimes. And I don't want to get so wrapped up in how I handle things and think that I'm like top notch. I know everything. I'm not one of those people. I mean, I used to be, but I'm not anymore, because I found that it's valuable for me to slow down, listen, and take some feedback. So I'll ask questions. Okay, so why don't you like the fist? What about the fist specifically do you not like? Okay. I don't like that it looks like this. Okay, does it look like that? Like, what about this? Like, would it look better if it was lighter or darker? Like, or do you think it should be, like, should we have three different colors? Like, what do you think? Yeah. And, like, I ask them a million questions, and if I don't really resonate with the answers, then I decide, like, how do I feel about this? I really like it. I'm just gonna go with it. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with it. And there were times where I've had feedback from my friends and my family, and maybe I took it and then I regretted taking it. And then there's times when I took it and I was like, that was a good idea. So really having to not get into this phase of I'm not listening to nothing, but also understanding who's speaking to you. So for example, if it's my friends, like I said, real friends. Yeah. Real family that is supporting what I'm doing, and they're excited for me and they give me some feedback. Yeah. I'm not just going to ignore that. Yeah. If it's someone else and I've never heard anything positive come from their mouth, I might just start ignoring you, you know? So it's just kind of depends. So
yeah, you have to, I mean, so this is the thing, what I found when I first started my business, not even just with the media company, because that was really like a pivot from what I was doing before, which was like party planning and everything. Oh, it was so stressful right now. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I need to go another direction. But it was like, when I did, I found that there was certain people, like, you know, if I would, they would ask me how I'm doing and I talk about business, the conversation got real dry. I'm like, you might not be someone that I can, you know, discuss or get like some constructive feedback on what's going on with my business. I mean, you know, another thing that I do, I sell sunglasses. So the people that, like you said, you know, and you trust that, like, they're not going to steer you wrong. They, you know, it's no hateration or holleration in the dancery. They're just like, we want to steer you well. I'll send them. I'm like, hey, these are my glasses that I'm considering, you know, adding to the line. What do you think? And you can trust that feedback that is good, because they care about you and your business.
Yeah. And also with that, it still doesn't mean it's the right feedback for you.
Correct.
I mean, like, someone can say, like, you know, girl, I really don't like that. That's just not, I just don't see anyone wearing that. And you'd be like, okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to go with it because I like it. You know, like,
there's a couple I added to the line, like some of my smaller friends, they're like, I don't really know if that's going to sell. And I kid you not, it was the first ones to go. I'm like, Oh, I was like, well, if I would have listened to you, I would have missed out on some sales.
The reality is that you're the one that's done the research on what's relevant right now, right? You're the person that's taken the time to do all the YouTube videos, look at all the articles. You've done all this research that's led you to this moment. And they just are kind of giving you that immediate feedback. And that's still valuable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to learn how to trust yourself and have confidence in yourself, too, and also be able to decide when you're like, okay, maybe it's not the best, or maybe it is. So right, like, but I'm with that all the way. Exactly. So,
Raina, you know, with everything that you have going on, how do you stay motivated to and keep it going?
So what motivates me is that I've not actually hit my goal yet. So that always motivates me. My goal is not necessarily a business specific goal. And I think that's, I mean, I do have business specific goals, short term business specific goals.
Absolutely.
But my goal is to be in a space where I can have ultimate freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, how I want to do it. That's my ultimate life goal. I want to be able to travel to Panama and still be making money that I want to make. I want to be able to go someplace with my man. I want to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. So I feel motivated.
Keep my dream too, okay?
So I get very motivated by that because I'm like, I'm not there. Until I get there, I don't feel ever like stopping. I don't, that's why my mind is always moving. And I have a partner where he's consistently pouring into me, like, let's do this, let's do that. And he's an entrepreneur as well. Okay. So having that partnership, and I know everyone doesn't get to have that. So I hate that I even say that.
It kind of sucks when they don't. It's like, oh, you don't have anyone that understands. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it is hard. It's hard. I'm lucky to have that where my partner is very much comfortable with all my ideas. Like, yeah, let's try it. Let's go. Because it's a creative mindset to be an entrepreneur. You think outside the box. You're not this regular, you know, blinders person. You think like, which way could I go to get to this point? So I get motivated just by the fact that I really, really, really want that end goal. Yeah. Like nothing can stop me from that. So
I think that's great. It's just that freedom of being able to move to the beat of your own drum. You don't have to I got to be here at this time, or I got to get on with this person. You can literally plan your life according to the way that you want to.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's needed. That's for me. I'm a free spirit. I always have been. You know, even my 9-to-5 job, like, you know, I even go about that so funny. Like, I'm different. So then those other people. And my difference is similar to just what all entrepreneurs have, which is we want to, like you said, go to the beat of our own drum. We want to do what we want to do and be happy while doing it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Look, that was a word. Okay. That a Sunday sermon. Okay. So what's been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far in your journey?
I think the biggest lesson I learned is, and this is so funny you say that, the biggest lesson I learned is to go for it. Is just I don't mean go for it like quit the job, go for it like we talked about earlier.
We've already given that warning and disclaimer.
But what I mean is that I remember when I first started thinking about Rand Array Apparel, I started thinking about it like in 2017. And then in 2018, I was like, maybe I'll figure this out. I'll try to figure it out. And I think I didn't do it, started off, I'd like put out a hoodie or something and that failed immediately.
You know what? It happens though. And that's the real.
That's the good part. It's great. It's great. It was awesome that it failed. I'm so grateful that it failed. First of all, it was not cute, but I also am very happy it failed because I realized I was going about it differently. I was going through someone to make a hoodie for me that I knew, you know, I didn't create the hoodie. I measured this thing. This is my hoodie. I actually created it. Like I know exactly the material that's in it. I measured it down to the top and bottom. So I went about it differently, but the biggest lesson I learned is that, you know, I failed a few times to even get it started.
That's
but
right.
But I wasn't really committed to getting it started. I was like, I'll just chat, see what happens.
Like, right, let me dab into this a little bit.
I didn't actually go all the way in.
Okay.
And as soon as I was like, all right, I need to spend the next couple of weeks researching materials, do this, do that. I need to figure out like what it costs to do this, what it costs to do that. I flew to Los Angeles and went to their fashion district and learned all about their materials and learned all about different things. I was like, okay, I touched all the fabrics. I did everything. I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then when I finally started, it's never stopped. Like, I mean, it's never stopped being successful ever. Like I've never had a month where I was like not making a lot of money that I was not expecting to make.
Yeah. You
know? So my biggest lesson is that I now feel like I should do that with everything. I just did that with real estate. Like I just was like, you know what? I think I should buy a building. I should become a landlord. Let me figure this out. I've been researching everything, learning so on and so forth, and now I'm buying a building. So like, you know, and this was all within a couple of months, you know, like.
You're a black girl, man.
I'm just saying, like, I'm this.
No, I mean, That is amazing. I think the key point, because, you know, my next question was going to be, you know, what is a piece of advice that you can give to another entrepreneur? But honestly, what you just said, as far as making sure that you are putting the time in and researching, being knowledgeable about whatever it is that you want to do, that has to be the number one thing you
can do. It is.
If you're trying to jump into business, like, you got to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's helped me as much as possible, but with that knowledge, okay, so let me figure out all this stuff. Okay. I got that. Now let's do it.
Right.
And I don't want people to get stuck on, like, what's it called? Paralysis analysis, where you're stuck in analyzing so much. You're like, okay, I need to keep reading, that you never right. actually
like
do
I'm
it.
On day 18 of looking at the same thing. And it's like, you have all the information you need. I need you to move forward at this point.
Exactly. So, and that's what I did with Reign of Raid. That's what I did. I have another business. That's what I did with that other business. Okay. That's what I'm doing now with looking to become a landlord and get multi-unit buildings and all these different things. It's like, okay, let me figure out, what do I need to know to be successful in this? Okay, yeah. I need to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As soon as I get all 5, all right, what's holding me back? Let's go. Like, let's do
it. The fact that you're pushing to be a landlord, even in some of these times that we're in right now, that, I mean, that screams you got a certain level of push that is contagious. So
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I appreciate that. I definitely even did research on that part, because I am in the financial industry. I was like, is now the best time to get into this world? After all the research I did, the answer is yes.
Yeah,
so I'm doing it. So I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Anyone else that doesn't have, like you said, that creative type of, you know, entrepreneurial mind, they're like, no, right now is not the time. But it's like, no, if you really, really look into it, now is the time. I mean, business is booming for a lot, especially Black-owned businesses, too. Like,
they started.
That's why, you know, like, I see a lot of things sometimes on social media. They're like, oh, you know, they're doing this. I see a lot of. And I'm like, okay, first off, I'm like, I need to clear out my list of people that I see on my timeline. That's number one.
Yeah,
number
two, that circle.
It's enough for everybody. I say that all the time. It is enough success and winnings and money or whatever it is that you desire for everyone to obtain at this point.
Yes. That's actually something I tell people all the time in regards to customer service when it comes to business. I hate to veer off, but when businesses sometimes don't deliver the best service,
yeah,
you're not the only one out here. There's a whole bunch of people that are doing what you're doing.
That's right.
Everybody has a business now. So what makes you different? How are you going to deliver that service to your clients? How are you going to make sure that you stand out in this world of everyone doing the same thing? Yeah. And like you said, everyone can eat. Like there are people who are just doing amazing all in the same field over and over and over again. That's so right. Why can't you?
So. Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, hey, you can win. It's like, girl, okay, I'm going to shop with you too, because I don't have that at my store, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly.
But no, I just, you know, I want to just thank you for sharing, you know, just your journey and just, you know, just the ups and downs and all of those things, because, you know, again, it's not something that's talked about, you know, and I just really appreciate your time, Raina. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you asking me to do this too. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
I admire, like, for me, whenever I see another woman that's doing her thing, I'm just like, yes, like, I'm over here. I'm like, throw glitter, balloons, all of that. Yeah. So I'm really excited, because you don't even know, like, I reach out to other people who I'm inspired by, and, you know, everyone doesn't get back. I don't take it personal, because I'm like, you know what, everybody is busy, but I just really just appreciated the genuine interaction, you know, and I love what you're doing.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to connect, especially with someone that's like-minded and that looks like me and that does things where you're inspired by other people, because you inspire others.
Yes.
If you get to share other people's story, you're a big help to them. So I'm surprised you don't get some responses sometimes.
Hey,
but
it is meant to be, or where what's meant to be will be. So, you know, can you viewers know how they can follow you, how they can shop the apparel line, like, drop it all on them, girl.
So you can find my apparel at reinaray.com, and Reina, I didn't think I told you this, means queen, which is my real first name, and Ray means king. So the apparel line is actually called Queen King, so just so you can remember that.
Ooh.
So it's reinaray.com, reinaray.com. You can find me on Instagram. I have a personal Instagram, which is Boricua Reina 7. And then you have my actual work email for Reina, or email, work Instagram for Reina Ray, which is reina.ray.apparel on Instagram. And then, of course, you can guys email me or go on my Facebook. Everything is Reina Ray Apparel, so you can always find me anywhere there. So
absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You all know me. It's your girl, Miss Michi. You can follow me on all social platforms at Miss Michi, M-Z-M-E-T-C-H-I. Shop Lavish Looks at MissMichi.com as well. And then make sure you're following the Blueprint Media Company to stay in tune for all of the amazing people that I like to bring on the platform so that, you know, they are here to inspire you all. And that's just what it's all about. We'll be back next week for another episode. And thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time. Bye.